Now have that experience get closer and larger and richer and brighter. Notice your feelings. Now have that same experience get farther away, smaller and sketchier and dimmer. Notice your feelings again. Then put that experience back where it was originally. Now think about what happened when you moved that experience around in your mind's eye. You probably had stronger feelings when you brought the experience closer, and less feelings when you moved farther away from it. Can you already guess how this might be useful to you? If you want to feel your positive experiences more intensely, you can move them closer. If you want difficult times to have less intensity, you can move them farther away. You can do the same thing with all aspects of your life. If you have an ongoing problem, you have the ability to move it away from you. When it's at a distance, you can look for a solution with neutral feelings. If you see something you want to gain in life, you can bring it closer and make it a part of your life. NLP will give you the skills to do this. You've just learned one of the ways your brain neurocodes your experiences. You've learned one of the elements of NLP. Now, another example. How do our brains process language? People often say things like, "Don't worry," or "Don't think about it." What happens if I tell you not to think about a problem? Well, despite what I say, you'll think about the problem. That's because our brains cannot understand putting something in negative language. In order to know what not to think of, our brains have to think of it first. Many managers and parents try to be helpful by telling us what not to do. What they're unknowingly doing is sending our brains in just the direction they don't want us to go. It's also something we do to ourselves. We say, "I won't think about it," and we do. NLP suggests a different way. We can take negative thoughts and state them in the positive. Instead of stating what you don't want, state what you do want. Try it. Take a negative command you've been giving yourself and turn it into a positive statement. Turn it around right now. Instead of telling yourself not to worry, tell yourself to be alert to opportunities. You can start focusing on the positive things you want in your life. Earl Nightingale said, "We become what we think about." We can bring more positive, successful things into our lives by making them our focus, by making them what we think about and concentrate on. These tapes will be most effective when you use that kind of mental concentration. You'll be doing a number of mental exercises. They're easy, and they use your brain in ways you're probably not accustomed to. The more fully you give your attention, the greater results you can expect. You will, of course, still benefit if you listen while driving your car or being otherwise occupied. Be sure to set aside time to re-listen with full attention to the life-changing exercises on each tape.